Remember the case of Jill Anzarout? She is the breast cancer patient who had to fight for expanded access to life-saving cancer treatment that is covered in other provinces. Well, it looks like it's deja vu all over again. As the new AM 740's Libby Znaimer tells us, this time a new market mother of two wants the province to cover the drug that is successfully treating her pancreatic cancer.
It's doing miracles for me because I shouldn't even be here. And it's actually shrunken my tumor. It's done incredible things. And that alone should be a testimonial. If people are having a good response to a chemotherapy drug, it should be covered.
That's Lydia Toporowski talking about the results of her treatment with a drug cocktail called FOLFIRINOX. She was diagnosed with metastatic pancreatic cancer last July, and she took the standard treatment. When the cancerous spots on her lungs started to grow, the doctors switched her to FOLFIRINOX. It's working very well, but it costs about $1,700 every 2 weeks.
Actually, a neighbor had a garage sale yesterday. It brought me to tears, and whatever they made at their garage sale, they donated to my chemotherapy for this week.
FOLFIRINOX is covered in British Columbia and approved on a case-by-case basis in Quebec, Alberta, and Manitoba, but not here. Scott Gavura is with Cancer Care Ontario.
The process that's going through in Ontario is the one that is for all drug funding in the province, which is a review of the clinical information as well as the economic information. And so that's going to take a few months for the review to be completed.
I can't wait that long. I don't think it's fair.
Adding to the inequity, some Ontario hospitals do cover the cost, but Lydia's doesn't. There's no case-by-case review or exceptional access program in Ontario for cancer drugs, so she'll have to keep on paying until the Ministry of Health makes a final decision. I'm Libby Znaimer for the new AM 740.